What's the difference between brokenness and repentance? I've written a column in the Latest Issues Etc. journal titled Personal Brokenness. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa writes about being raised a nominal Roman Catholic and finding the saving gospel in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
They pray on church on Sunday and then pray on people the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And while we're doing the Lord's work by ministering to the needs of God's creation, they are ignoring those needs, which is to dishonor the God who made them.
You had an incentive, a financial incentive, to treat a lot of people fairly, because then you retained your broad readership and advertising base. But if you take ads out of that, all of a sudden now we live in an age where what you want is to increase the size of your choir.
If you've had an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If you've caused an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you, even now, Christ died for all the sins of humanity, even those. You're forgiven.
God has given us His love, and He's called us to love Him and to love one another. He's the one who gets to define what that love looks like. And the place that He has defined what that love looks like is in the Ten Commandments.
This is Jeff in Michigan, and I'm a woodworker listener. We love Issues Etc.
There is no doubt about it. There are voices all over the place in the pale of Christianity that claim to be speaking for God. They claim to be in touch with realms and realities that you and I, the low wattage Christians, we just don't have access to. We could have access to them. We could be operating in these spiritual realms, but we need to up our game. And so we need to depend largely upon those people who claim to be operating in those realms, who the high wattage Christians who are out there doing battle with the devil on our behalf. Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. Live on this Friday afternoon, February the 1st. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. Today we're going to talk about Christian author and speaker Katie Sousa's claim that she is a legion slayer. Pastor Chris Roseborough will be our guest. After that, Ramesh Panuru, senior editor for National Review, joins us. We'll talk about abortion expansion legislation that has taken place in New York, attempted in Virginia, and also in other states. We'll get his thoughts on that. Joining us for This Week in Pop Christianity to talk about Katie Sousa's claim that she is a legion slayer, Pastor Chris Roseborough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
I have heard of popular female televangelists like Joyce Meyer, Paula White, and Juanita Bynum, but who is Katie Sousa?
Katie Sousa is an up-and-comer in the televangelist scene. The best way I could put it is Joyce Meyer and, you know, and others, they're kind of getting long in tooth, and so Katie Sousa has this very interesting, very exciting conversion story. She used to be somebody who would cook meth, and she was a criminal and all this kind of stuff, and then she was arrested and sent to prison, and she had a radical conversion to Christianity, and she was tutored by Patricia King, who is a major luminary in the New Apostolic Reformation, and now she has her own television program on God TV, and so she's kind of an up-and-comer. The younger generation of charismatic televangelists is what she represents.
So does she portray herself kind of in that mold of those older televangelist female preachers, or does she have some added spice in her approach?
Oh, she definitely admits that they have had a profound impact on her, but she does have her own English on this, spin that she adds to her own teaching ministry. In fact, she has doctrines that she teaches that I've never heard anyone teach before. So, yeah, but she's young and exciting, and she's out there battling the devil in Legion and the kings over Legion. And she's capable of telling some interesting tales. She's not a bad deliverer as far as that's concerned.
Just give us an example of some of these doctrines you say that Katie Souza teaches that you've never heard anyplace else.
So, in particular, she has a doctrine that she teaches, and in fact, her television program is called Healing Your Soul, and the teaching that she claims is that if you have a wound in your soul, that those wounds give a legal right for the devil to afflict you, and that in order to overcome that soul wound, you need to apply her particular method of applying the blood of Christ and the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit to heal your soul. And once your soul is healed of those wounds, then the devil will no longer have a legal right to afflict you with disease and suffering and things like that. I've never heard anyone else teach this doctrine.
The context of that is that kind of this word faith context where we have ceded legal right to the devil over not only creation but over ourselves?
Yes. So it has its basis in that, but like I said, she's got her own spin to it where she talks about, you know, soul wounds, which I've never heard anyone quite talk in that manner. I have heard people talk about how we've given legal dominion to the devil, and this is a word of faith concept, but she's added her own thing to it that I've never heard before.
And then where would people see her? I mean, she can be Googled easily, but you said she has her own show on God TV,
and that's broadcast around the globe, and she also is, you know, all of her programs end up on her YouTube channel, and she frequently does live streams and live teaching using the YouTube platform to reach her audience. And then, of course, she travels around the country quite a bit. Her and her husband together travel, and she goes and she preaches and teaches in charismatic churches and other places.
What are we going to hear first from Katie Souza?
All right, so I got to set this up properly, and I'm going to set it up in this way, and that is that she's going to be explaining to us how Legion can somehow afflict your soul, and in the process, she's going to put herself in a category that I think is a little bit unique, and here's what I mean. If you're familiar with her teaching and her claims, she claims that she has a unique healing anointing and anointing to minister to people in prison and other things like this. And so she actually, in one sense, actually claims to be somebody who is specially anointed. Now, in Jesus's Olivet Discourse, in Matthew 24 in particular, Jesus warns us, you know, one of the signs of his imminent return would be the proliferation of false prophets as well as false Christs. Now, oftentimes when we hear Jesus talk about false Christs, we're thinking that there's going to be a whole lot of people running around the landscape claiming to be Jesus. But in that particular instance there, Jesus is using a wider category, and that is false anointed ones. And so Katie, because of the special claims that she has for herself as being an anointed one, having a special healing anointing and other things, she falls into the category of a little Christ. And not because she claims to be Jesus, but because she claims to have a special anointing. That being the case, as we listen to her, I think it's going to be interesting to note that she kind of like is constantly one-upping Jesus, and the way she's describing herself and how she's conquered and done these things, she becomes the hero of her own theology, which I think would then fit into the bigger category of a false Christ. But this first soundbite, she's going to set up kind of the problem of talking about how Legion can, you know, can have a legal right over you and afflict your soul.
So in many past programs, we've been speaking about demonic kings. They are the strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. The list of the demonic kings and the powers and master spirits that are underneath them are in Ephesians 6:12. In the Amplified, it actually calls them despots. It says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots, That word despot means tyrant kings. We are wrestling against kings, kings and their kingdoms. Tonight I'm going to discuss some specific kings and some of the assaults they bring on us. These are two of the most powerful kings in the Bible. Two of the most powerful, and they have one of the most fiercest, if not the most fiercest spirit underneath them in their kingdom. In past programs, I've spoken about a spirit called Legion. Legion is 6,000 strong. So you can imagine, if you've got 6,000 soldiers, that they have a wide variety of assignments that they're trying to put against us, eh? So he not only attacks your mind, but he attacks your physical body with disease. And like I said, that means infections, poisons, nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, illnesses, ailments, sicknesses. That's a lot of stuff. It's the soul that allows this spirit to come up on you. Remember the demoniac? What was it about him that allowed that spirit to completely control him? It was his soul. Now, it's very interesting because it says right there in the King James that that demoniac was dwelling among the tombs, dwelling among the tombs. Well, if you look up that word dwell right there in the Strong's, it means this. It's a metaphor for divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade the soul, to prompt the soul, to govern the soul.
Chris, what... can you just take that apart for us? What is she saying?
It's a little tough to take that apart. We'll kind of start with the back part of it. She's claiming that from Mark chapter 5, the demoniac of the Gerasenes, that because he dwelled among the tombs, that the Greek word, according to Strong's, that dwelling place means, you know, something to do with demonic ability to control your soul. What she just said there was a flat-out lie. No lexicon says that, and Strong's doesn't say that either. And so this is one of the things that she does, is that she, you know, peppers her speeches with false information regarding Greek and in Hebrew words. Clearly, she hasn't studied either. And so what she's, this is where she's building this idea that, oh man, if you have a wound in your soul, that, oh, you've opened yourself up, man. You've opened yourself up to the demonic, and specifically Legion. And you'll note then that the list that she gave of the various afflictions that you could be suffering, it could be something as simple as like getting a cold or a flu on a semi-regular basis, which pretty much is a normal experience within humanity, and to all kinds of things like nutritional deficiencies and stuff like that. And so you'll note that the list of afflictions, that was such a wide net that she cast, that somebody there who was believing her is likely to have got a hit in the list. Oh, wait, I have one of those problems. And so now she's saying that the problem then, the reason why you have the flu, you know, why the reason why you get the flu, Todd, every year, you know, around that same time, is because you have a wound in your soul, and now Legion has a legal right to come after you. And this is, for a lack of a better way of putting it, it's almost like she's telling a ghost story. You know, she's telling a story about a monster that's out to get you. And as you're listening to this, you're sitting there going, oh no, oh no, I'm suffering from these things. I must be being attacked by this, by Legion himself. How will I be saved, Katie Souza? What can I do? And so you'll note that this is something of a sales pitch. Now, what you can't see, because this is radio, is that while this is going on, at the bottom of the screen, there is a promo for her, you know, send her $52 and she'll send you a DVD set and a book called Legion Slayer, so that you can slay Legion and no longer have to be afflicted by the cold and the flu and nutritional deficiencies and bacterial infections and things like that.
All right. Where does she go next?
So she set up the problem, and now she's going to really more clearly define this concept of how Legion can have dominion over you if you have things in common with him within your soul.
I want to tell you something. You may not understand the importance of this message at this moment, but you're going to. When you start getting your soul healed of stuff that's in common with Legion and their kings, the giants, you are going to see your entire life change. You are going to see your entire life change. My entire life, my entire ministry changed when I started getting my soul healed of everything in common with Legion, when I stopped dwelling among the tombs. I went from having no dominion in a meeting to explosion of dominion in a meeting. I remember in the beginning when I still had all these tombs, I was dwelling among the tombs, and I would go into a meeting and Legion was everywhere. He was on everyone, and there were like, it was the flu season, and he brings the flu upon people, I'm telling you right now. And flu and sickness and bacteria would be sweeping through the congregation, and I myself would be sick as a dog up in front trying to preach a message and knowing there was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing I could do about it. I remember I was prophesying over people. One by one, people were lining up and I'm prophesying over them. And somebody was tape recording it. And I remember Legion was all over everybody. Now, they didn't know it. And I didn't tell them because I didn't want to scare nobody. But Legion was all over everybody, man. And there was this one lady, and she had the flu, and her mind was full of noise. She could barely stand it. She was crying. She was in pain. Her mind was being tormented. Her body was being tormented. And I was sitting there going, let go of her in the name of Jesus. Let go of her right now in Jesus' name. I was so angry, right? I was trying all that I could to win this battle for her. But he wasn't going because I had something in common with him, so I had no power over him. Remember what Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming, but he's nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. The enemy has no power over you when you have nothing in common, but when you do, he has dominion over you.
So how does that work, Chris, before we take our first break here?
I have no idea. I was still cracking up at the fact that she was saying that she lived among the tombs. I have no idea what she's talking about. Did she live in a cemetery? I mean, because the fellow in Mark 5 lived among the tombs. But you'll note then, she's basically spinning a yarn. And this is a scary, spooky story about the demon Legion. And, oh, you know you've had Legion all over you if you have the flu, because he's like the Santa Claus of the flu. Every year he shows up during wintertime distributing his bag of viruses. And if he's on you, you get the flu if you have something in common with them. And she's not being specific. She's just spinning a yarn. Telling this ghost story, creating fear and anxiety within people. But of course, she's proudly defied Legion and has defeated him. And she's more than happy to share how you can experience that same success that she's had.
So real quickly, before we take this break, it is no coincidence that she is delivering this message at the onset of the flu season here in the United States.
I think your cynicism is well-founded. So, yeah, I think it's kind of fascinating. This is the heart, the center of the cold and the flu season. We just got through the polar vortex, and she's preaching a message like this. Yeah, I think there's some reason why she might want to get this out at this time. Yeah.
Pastor Chris Rosebro is our guest. He is pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota. He hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. It's this week in Pop Christianity. We're hearing some cuts from Christian author and speaker Katie Souza, her claims that she is a Legion slayer. Are you looking for a new devotional resource in 2019? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is Day by Day in Genesis, 365 Devotional Readings by Martin Luther. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Day by Day in Genesis, 365 Devotional Readings by Martin Luther.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scher, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about Katie Sousa's claim to be a Legion Slayer. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. In the latest Issues Etc. journal, I deal with a little fad. I call it a one-word fad. In evangelicalism, it's found its way into Lutheran circles as well. It's called personal brokenness, or at least that's what I'm calling it. And lately, even evangelicals, from which the fad emerged, have begun to see a problem. They too see that there are dangers to redefining biblical words in terms of your own therapeutic existential problems or angst. You can read more about the fad of brokenness, personal brokenness, in the latest online Issues Etc. journal. It's absolutely free. Subscribe at our website, issuesetc.org. Click the red button on the right-hand side of the website, enter your email address, and we'll send you the online Issues Etc. journal. Chris, summarize where we've come so far with Katie Sousa's claim. She's built this idea that there are wounds in the soul, that you may have come something in common with this 6,000 demon-strong army called Legion. Where does that leave you?
Well, that leaves you powerless. If you have something in common with Legion in as far as a wound in your soul, then according to Katie Sousa, Legion has dominion over you. But don't worry, she has battled Legion for you and has figured out how to defeat him, and she's willing to teach you how to defeat Legion as well for $52. But now what we've listened to at this point is, you know, as wackadoodle as it sounds, she's now going to pretty much kind of begin to close the sale. And she's going to do something, you know, really interesting. And like I said, she's been telling a ghost story. She's going to amp up the ghost story and really drive home this idea that that she can battle, and she knows how you can battle this demon and win as well. And so this is like the kind of the first close of the sale in this particular episode.
And I was trying to rebuke this spirit off of her, and I was commanding, "Leave you, stop it, you leave her alone in the name of Jesus. I command you to bow, and nothing was happening. There were people there that were recording me prophesying over all those people. And they went home that night, and they began to pray back the prophecy so they could hear the words I was speaking over people. And when I got to that woman and a couple other people, all of a sudden they're listening to the tape, and they go, 'What's that noise?' And they go, 'Oh my gosh, that's pigs grunting.' And there was even a man's voice in the background, and he said this, 'I've got her bound.' And I couldn't do nothing about it. And it was horrible. And I felt powerless. And it went on like that for 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months while I battled this beast. And I tell you, he's a beast. He's a beast. But everywhere I went, another tomb, another graveyard of tombstones would come up, and I'd get healed. Because I would just do the steps I've been teaching you to get my soul healed. The blood and the dunamis, the blood and the dunamis. And then I'd go to another place, and another graveyard of tombs would come up, and I'd just do the blood and the dunamis, the blood and the dunamis. And every time I knew I would get the victory, because I'd be sick in my physical body 1 minute, and then all of a sudden, as soon as my soul would get healed, that disease, whatever it was, that bacteria, whatever it was, would instantly die. Not go away. I didn't take a pill. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't get a prescription. I didn't do anything like that. It would just die. It would leave. Because I would get my soul healed of everything in common with that spirit, and then that disease would have to go. And the more I did that, the more authority I had. Till finally I was in meetings and I was able to now rebuke Legion and this huge monster beast that I battled with. And I was even, I'll admit it, I was even afraid of that beast for a long time. Because it's like, what is he going to do to me now? And what is he going to do to the people now? But now he's a little. He's not a giant. He's not a giant anymore. And that's how it's going to be for you. You're going to be able to command bacteria to die and it will. You'll be able to command disease to go and it will. You'll be able to command tombstones to leave and it will. You're going to take the land of the giant.
There are several claims made there, Chris, that I think we need to deal with. The first one is almost akin to back in the days when people would put the Led Zeppelin album on and play it backwards.
Yeah.
The, you know, and listen for the
Backwards masking.
Yeah, the backward masking that was allegedly there could have been, I found some on a album from the Imperials who happened to be a Christian group at one point, all the product of my fevered teenage imagination.
Yeah.
But she claims that there is audio tape of her presentation that has pigs grunting and voices speaking in it. This would be so easy to prove recording actually exists.
Yeah, and not only would it be easy to prove, I mean, they have ability to test whether or not those types of audio recordings have been doctored or anything like that. And so, like I said, she's telling a ghost story, and I like how you likened it to, you know, when we were growing up, you know, with the backwards masking phenomenon, or you think of the story, you know, where, you know, the couple is up making out on the hill, and of course some crazy guy from the insane asylum has escaped, and he only has a hook for a hand, and just as they drove away, they got to the gas station, and there was the hook on the door of the car, you know, and you know, this is that kind of thing. And the fact that there were people in the audience when she said, and we heard pigs grunting and everyone went, oh, yeah, just tells you that she has this audience in her hands and they're literally eating from her hands. And what she's feeding them isn't biblical truth. Now, I want to point something out here. And that is that she has painted herself out to be the Legion Slayer. And so she's going to teach you how to do this. And when this is all done, you're going to command disease to go and it's going to go. And when tombs arise, you can command those tombs to go away. I have no idea what that means. But the reality of the situation is that that's what Christ did already. Christ didn't have a long protracted battle with Legion. In fact, when the demoniac of the Gerasenes came and saw Jesus, you know, getting off the boat when he landed on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, I mean, he immediately came up to Jesus and basically says, "Have you come to torment us? We know who you are. You're the Son of the Living God." And Jesus basically, with just a word, said, "Come out of that man." And it wasn't even close as far as fights go. Jesus cast Legion into a herd of pigs, best waste of bacon ever, but they went careening over a cliff and down a hill, and it wasn't even a fight. And not only did Jesus defeat Legion, Jesus himself bled and died on a cross, and he, on the third day, rose from the grave. Jesus didn't live among the tombs for very long. In fact, Jesus was only in the grave for a total of, on the third day, 3 days total. And so, Jesus is not only the Legion Slayer, Jesus is also the Slayer of the Tombs. And why I would need to listen to Katie Sousa, who literally sounds like she's selling snake oil, and she's just really good at telling a good ghost story and working people up into a fevered, fearish frenzy. Jesus, on the other hand, he's not selling us anything. In fact, salvation is a complete free gift from him. And the good news comes to us and tells us that Christ has bled and died for our sins, calls us to repent, and salvation and eternal life are given as a gift for free. In fact, the very faith to believe this is given as a gift. All of it is provided by Christ, totally free of charge, everything to secure our salvation by the one who slayed Legion as well as overcame the tombs. It's all given to us for free because he's paid the complete cost through his own blood on the cross. And so, it's like, I don't need Katie Sousa. I need Jesus. She claims to be an anointed one, and really what she seems to be anointed to do is to lift dollars out of your wallet and put them into hers.
Finally here, Chris, with about a minute, I'm just in the practical terms, I'm thinking about the people who have listened to her message here, especially with all her references to how this demon legion will give you the flu. The people who listen to her, chances are, just statistically, they're going to contract the flu or a cold at some point in the next couple months, and it's just that time of the year.
Yep.
If they are convinced that this isn't simply, I didn't wash my hands sufficiently, or I interacted with someone who was contagious, but I am being oppressed by a demon,
mm-hmm.
What is the result of that kind of thinking in the life of these people, especially if they conclude they spent their $52 and they still have the flu?
Well, either their eyes are going to be open to the fact that they were conned and sold basically a bunch of DVDs and a book, which are the equivalent of, you know, spiritual snake oil, or they're going to come to the conclusion that, oh man, I just have way too many wounds in my soul, and so I need to apply myself harder to Katie Sousa's blood dunamis technique for soul healing so that I can finally have nothing in common with Legion. I mean, I hate to say this. This is kind of like, you know, the, you know, Western first world's version of going to a witch doctor to solve a problem, you know, like an illness, something like a flu or a cold. Katie Sousa being the witch doctor here. And so what they need to recognize is that the scripture doesn't teach any of this. This woman is a con artist, and she's a good storyteller, and she's lining her pocket, telling them ghost stories and causing them to fear things that we don't need to fear. I mean, so when you get the flu, you should see that as, well, that's I've gotten the flu because I still have a sinful flesh, but Christ has bled and died for me, and even if I contract a disease that's fatal, I am in him, and he will call my body from the grave. And again, all of this is free. This salvation is free, and it doesn't cost you anything. And not only that, believing what she's teaching could literally endanger your very faith in Christ and make it so that you experience worse than the flu, but the fires of hell at the end of time. That's the reality of the dangers that exist regarding Katie Sousa.
So what kind of legions will you be slaying on Fighting for the Faith tonight?
We're going to be listening to Amanda Wells explaining how we as Christians need to insist that God be able to release the ability for us to levitate and to teletransport across the globe by faith.
You can listen to Chris Roseboro in Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at 5 Central at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseboro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back on this Friday afternoon, we're going to spend some time with Ramesh Panuru, senior editor for National Review. He has written recently about the abortion expansion legislation in New York and Virginia. He's called it the infanticide craze. Several Issues Etc. regular guests are candidates for leadership positions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Every LCMS congregation has received nomination forms for the president and vice presidents of the synod. Please encourage your pastor and congregational leaders to fill out and return these nomination forms before February 20th of 2019. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. issuesetc.org/nominations.
Who is your neighbor? And what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? This February, the Lutheran Witness is exploring what it looks like when Lutherans show God's love to neighbors in need. Highlights include one church's dramatic account of weathering Hurricane Michael and the profile of an LCMS recognized service organization serving the poorest of the poor in rural Appalachia. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness. Interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Concordia University Chicago's music programs will support your aspirations, whether you want to pursue a professional career in music or simply improve your skills. Experience a wide variety of musical learning and performance in a Christian environment. Auditions for music scholarships will be held February 9th, 16th, and 18th, open to both music majors and non-majors. Admitted students register today by logging into connect.cuchicago.edu.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Risen Savior Lutheran, Basor, Kansas. St. John Lutheran, Germantown, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Grace Lutheran, Clarksville, Tennessee. Hope Lutheran, Sunbury, Ohio. And Reformation Lutheran, Hillsboro, Oregon. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.